friends and other family. Good evening to all the brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord that He blessed us during the convocation. Many brothers and sisters and visitors received much of God's grace. The longer we're in the ministry, the more we realize that church work is not up to our efforts, but up to God. And when God begins to work with us, we feel great joy.
周弟兄呢,
Brother Joe was baptized this time.
昨天,
yesterday, I came here to have a conversation with him.
他听了很多这个水浸淋血的见证，可是很奇怪的，他也有在下水的时候有一种特殊的体验。
He has heard of many testimonies about seeing blood in the water during baptism, but when he went down into the water that day, he had a special experience.
他说他奇怪，怎么下水那一刹那呢，怎么眼睛所看见的也都是红色的。
And when he went down into the water, everything he saw with his eyes was red.
感谢主了，神亲自用他奇妙的作为来坚固他的信心，让他知道，耶稣教会是不一样的教会。Thank
God that God used this miracle to strengthen his faith in that the True Jews Church is different.
因为他以前是在别的教会，信的非常虔诚的一个信徒啊。He
used to be a devout Christian of another denomination.
这次也看到神在这个Sophie的妹妹身上动工，David姐妹身上动工。We
also saw how the Lord worked on Sister Debbie, but Sophie's but her sister.
跟他妹妹在这个外啊，在那什么地方，Oregon，他们都有在守安息日。They
have been keeping the Sabbath day in Oregon.
可是我觉得他对教会的道理不是太清楚。And
she wasn't that well versed in the doctrines of the church.
来的第二天晚上，我跟他谈道理，会觉得，怎么他还在问说这个，耶稣跟他拜他爸爸所拜的神有什么不一样？
The second day after she arrived, she still asked me, what is the difference between Jesus and the God that her father
worships?
Her father worships idols.
要跟他解释,
so we explained to him, to her, that Jesus is the only true God.
很多世界上的一切的这些神呢,
and many of the so-called gods, gods of this world are man-made gods after people have died.
释迦牟尼没有说他自己是神吗?
Shakyamuni did not claim to be God.
他说他自己是一位先知而已。
He said that he was a prophet.
佛祖他在世的时候也没有说他是神的儿子。
And Buddha did not claim to be the son of God.
可是耶稣，你看四福音书，他几十次的，甚至好几次都说，我就是神的儿子。
But in many places in the Bible, Jesus claimed to be God.
就好像你称呼你爸爸是爸爸那样的自然嘛，他称呼神，他称为神的儿子，他叫神是爸爸是那么样的自然嘛。
It was very natural for him to call God his father.
不但如此，他真的能够讲说，生命在我，复活在我。
And he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
如果他不是神的话，我们觉得这个人真的是一个疯子。
If he wasn't God, he must have been insane.
或是一个骗子,
or he must have been a liar.
怎么人可以说他就是道路真理生命吗？没有一个哲学家敢说这种话的。
How could any a philosopher claim to be the way, the truth, and the life?
可是我们从他的这种事迹证实，他不是疯子。
But from the life of Jesus, we can know for sure that he was not insane.
因为一个疯子不会特地跑到格拉森去医治一个疯子啊。
Because an insane person would not heal the crazy, the madman of Gerasim.
他也不是一个骗子,
neither was he a liar.
宋七力他是个骗子。宋七力是台湾的一个宗教骗子。
There's a religious leader in Taiwan, Mr. Song, who was a liar.
他为了他骗了很多的钱啊。
He cheated many people.
耶稣说他没有诊所的地方啊，他没有护理有洞，不然有锅，他没有枕头的地方啊。But
for Jesus, he did not have a place even to lay his head.
这样看起来，耶稣他出来称为自己是救主，不是要骗一毛钱啊。So
Jesus claimed to be Savior, not to extort people's money.
我们这样跟他解释，他好像也听得懂。
And she seemed to understand what we said.
但是哦，直到她得到圣灵之后哈，或直到她整个心完完全全的改变。
But it was until after she received the Holy Spirit that she was completely changed.
再问她，我们五大教义一个一个解给她听，她都可以同意啊。
When we explained to her the five basic beliefs, she was able to accept them all.
而且她很想受洗，但是只是一个怀疑，就是说不晓得我受洗之后有没有办法做。怎么样才算犯罪？怎么样才让我受洗之后继续保持在神的爱里面呢？
She wanted to be baptized very much, but she wasn't sure whether she would be able to be kept in the faith.
那我看到她生命的改变哦，真的是在得到圣灵之后。
Yeah, and I saw how she changed her life after she received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们教会没有什么法宝。
There is no other secret to the true Jesus Church.
我们真的要鼓励我们的朋友来求圣灵。
We must encourage our visitors to pray for the Holy Spirit.
有一个。同年跟我说，哎，那个慕道者是不是得到圣灵了？你要不要去看一看
？Someone asked me, has that visitor received the Holy Spirit? Do you want to find out for sure?
我不知道哈，如果我们看那个慕道者讲灵言，跟他讲说你得圣灵了哈，他不见得会觉得有什么帮助的。
Sometimes when we tell someone that they have received the Holy Spirit because we hear them speak in tongues, it may not necessarily help them.
我们要鼓励他们多祷告，当他们觉得那个灵言在他们心中成为力量的时候。我们不跟他不要跟他讲你得到圣灵了，他自己都会自己知道是自己得到圣灵了。
We should encourage them to keep praying until they themselves realize that they have received the Holy Spirit.
这是最有效的方法，我觉得。
I believe that's the most effective.
就是鼓励他们每天祷告二十分钟。
We encourage them to pray 20 minutes.
当他们摸到神的时候
，When they touch God,
一切都很容易了。
Everything else will be easy.
那我们在新受洗的这些同龄当中，我们会觉到我们这个教会好像。一个葡萄园正在开花的时刻。
From the newly baptized, we see that this church seems to be a vineyard in bloom.
当主耶稣来到世上传道的时候，带领很多人来信主，主耶稣在建立他的教会。
When Jesus was in the world, he built up his church by drawing many people to him.
这好像主耶稣在建立一个真教，一个真葡萄园正在开花的时刻。
And it was like the vineyard that was in bloom.
那正在开花的时刻，我们应当注意到哪些事情呢？
What should we take note when we see that the vineyard is in bloom?
Stephen 古在最后一天报告的时候说，我们现在很多弟兄姐妹是零岁或者一岁。
Stephen announced that many among us are 0 year olds and 1 year olds.
我们真的葡萄园在开花。
The vineyard is in bloom.
开花的时候要特别注意，这是很脆弱的时刻。
And this is a tender time.
我们看一下耶伯记十五章三十三节。
Please turn to Job. 15 verse 33.
耶伯记十五章三十三节。
Job 15 verse 33. Chapter 15 verse 33. He will be like a vine stripped of its unripe grapes, like an olive tree shedding its blossoms.
有时候，如果我们不小心，那个花开马上花谢。
If we're not careful, newly blooming flower will wither quickly.
很快就被魔鬼摧残掉了。
It may be withered by Satan.
有一次有一个教会看到一位姐妹。
I once met a sister.
她很久没有来聚会了。
Who had not been to church for a long time.
一个姐妹特地找她来参加灵恩会。
Another sister invited her to the convocation.
跟她聊天，大家也是聊得很高兴。
They had a wonderful discussion.
那要回去的时候，我跟她讲说，哎，要来领圣餐哦。
And before she went home, I told her to come for the communion.
她说我大概不能领了。
She said I probably can't.
哦、他的信主大概没有几年了。
She had only been in church for a couple years.
当他还没有扎根结果的时候，发觉到这个花已经不见了，已经被魔鬼摧残了。
Before she had taken root, this flower had been blown away by Satan.
所以我们要好好照顾他们了。
So we should take good care of these newly baptized.
我们看一下雅歌。
Please turn to the Song of Songs.
雅歌二章。
The Song of Songs, chapter 2.
16节。
Verse 16.
雅歌二章十六节。
The Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 16. My lover is mine and I am his. He browses among the lilies.
当一个人信主的时候，他的心境就是良人属我，我也属于他。
A newly baptized person feels that the lover is his and he is the lover's.
耶稣似乎是要先给他一点好处，他才会觉得自己属于良人呢。
He will only feel that Jesus.He belongs to Jesus when he gets something from Jesus.
有的朋友说，如果我得到圣灵，我就信耶稣。
Some friends would tell us, I will believe in Jesus if I receive the Holy Spirit.
如果找到工作，我就信耶稣。
I will believe in him if I find a job.
换句话说，如果他一定要耶稣先让他觉得耶稣属于他，他才会想要属于耶稣啊。
They need to feel a sense of belonging to Jesus first.
它真的是不是很成熟的一个过程啊。
So this is a sign of immaturity.
你看看彼得在三年当中，耶稣是好好保护他的。
During the 3-year ministry of Jesus, Peter was protected.
他很多的软弱，耶稣还是好好保护他。
Despite his many weaknesses, Peter was protected by Jesus.
约翰也是一样啊，这三年当中是一个雷公之子啊。
John used to be the son of thunder.
他也想要做大卫啊。
He wanted to be great.
但是耶稣还是很照顾他。
But Jesus took good care of him.
可是我们的信仰呢？当我们在开会的时候，我们要鼓励他们要追求进步啊。
But we should encourage the new members to seek improvement.
我们看一下七章的十节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 10.
七章十节。
Chapter 7, verse 10. I belong to my lover, and his desire is for me.
这边提到，当我们灵性进步的时候，我们是属于我们的良人，是没有条件的，就会觉得我们自己属于我们的良人。
When we become more mature spiritually, we belong to our lover unconditionally.
我们就看到这个秩序有点不太一样。
We can see the difference in order.
真正一个有扎根的信徒，就是无论环境怎么样变化，他都觉得自己就是主的。
A person with a rooted faith will feel that he is always the Lord's, regardless of the situation.
你看这个约伯，他失去的孩子，失去的财产，失去的一切，他还是觉得说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，神的名字应当轻重。
Job lost all his children and possessions, and he still felt that it was the Lord who took it away. So, let God's name be praised.
这就是扎根的信徒。
And it shows that his faith was rooted.
这个是我们要追求的地步。
And that is our goal.
就是要先追求神的国、神的义啊。
We must seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
感谢主，我在主内看到很多这样的一种，不只是开花，真的是结果的信徒。
And in the Lord, we see many people that are not only blossoming but have fruits.
有一个弟兄，他已经失业好几个月了。
There's a brother who had been between jobs for many months.
那我遇到他太太的时候，问他，跟他讲说，哎呀，求主耶稣帮助你们哈，让你早点度过这个难关呢。
I told his wife, may the Lord help you through this situation.
他在跟我说哈，其实我心中有喜乐，就没有困难。
But she told me, we don't feel any problem because we have the joy of the Lord.
这句话是我非常感动。
I was very moved.
他们每个月要付大概将近1000块的房租啊。
They have to pay $1,000 of rent every month.
一块钱都没有 income， 一毛钱都没有收入。
And they don't even have a cent of income.
可是他在每天祷告一个小时的情况之下，
but since they are able to pray an hour a day，
我就发觉到说，他能够觉得把那个心境超脱出来，能够讲出这句话：当我喜乐的时候，困难就不在了。
They are able to say when I have joy, I don't have any problems.
最近我在有一个朋友，他在兰加州，也是我们的同龄，他爸爸最近过世了。
I have a good friend and brother in the Lord in Southern California, and his father just passed away.
很年轻，大概50几岁左右而已。
And he was only 50 or 60.
我打电话给他的时候，发觉到他的心非常的平静。
When I called his brother, I felt that he was very calm.
就想起让我想起一个传道人他跟说的一句话。
This reminded me of what a preacher told us.
他说他参加过很多丧礼。
This preacher had been to many funerals.
如果有信主的人在丧礼的时候呢，你就会知道说他心中虽然有难过，但是心里非常的宁静。
Believers feel sadness during funerals, but they are very calm.
但是那些没有信主的人呢，他们在那边哇，真的是觉得好像失落了盼望的那种哭的这样子天地同泣的那种感觉。
But unbelievers will wail with great mourning and without hope.
这个就是我们要追求的一种。境界。
So that is the state of mind and heart we should pursue.
我属我的良人呢、
啊。We belong to our lovers.
我们再看一下，看回来雅各书的第二章第16节。
Let's come back to the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 16.
他说他在百合花牧放群羊。这个刚信主还在开花的信徒呢，我们要有要来牧养他们。
We should take care of the new members.
最近我们临时去跑到夏威夷去了。
Deacon Lin recently went to Hawaii.
因为总会派他去照顾一些新受洗的22个新受洗的朋友。
The USGA sent him to take care of 22 newly baptized members.
那因为有另外一个执事呢，他跑到那里去，在不同的 island 做受洗的工作。
Because the deacon had been there and baptized many people on different islands.
我们今天把这些朋友把在用。受洗之后呢，我们要 不要就帮他们丢着不管。
After these people are baptized, we should not leave them alone.
上礼拜在 Pacifica 听到一个见证。
Last year we heard a testimony in Pacifica.
他说他觉得他受洗之后跟受洗之前有很大不一样的感受。
This person told of a great difference he felt before and after baptism.
受洗之前大家把他当成皇后看待。
Before she was baptized, she was like a queen.
大家都很关心她。
Everybody really cared for her.
可是呢，受洗之后呢，会觉得奇怪了，怎么没有人理我了？
But after baptism, she felt that nobody took care of her.
其实她心中的落差很大。
She felt that great sense of difference.
那可是又会觉得教会弟兄姐妹原来在受洗之前都觉得哇，教会很美好吗？
Because people who feel that the church is wonderful before baptism.
可是受洗之后也觉得说，哎呀，这个也有缺点，那个也有缺点。
After baptism, they see shortcomings of people.
啊，心里就失望了。
They are disappointed.
后来她就自己。跑到另外一个地方去了。
So she went to another place.
都不想来聚会。
She stopped coming to church.
后来感谢主，主耶稣亲自牧养她。
But thank God the Lord Jesus took care of her.
但她这段时间觉得自己也不够完全。
She also felt that she was imperfect.
如果她自己不够完全，怎么可以要求其他弟兄姐妹完全呢？
Since she was imperfect, how could she demand others to be perfect?
所以她就借着这样的了解，再走回到教会来了。
After such realization, she came back to church.
这是可是我们今天做神工作的弟兄姐妹们，我们要注意来照顾这些刚受洗的刚新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
So we as brothers and sisters of the Lord need to watch out for those who are newly baptized.
我们要继续的喂养他们。
We need to continue to feed them.
在哪里喂养他们呢？这边只要说在百合花中牧放他们嘛。
We should take care of the flock among the lilies.
我们以前读过说这个佳偶好像百合花在荆棘里面。
In the past, we have read that the beloved is like the lily among thorns.
百合花它是有属神性情的一种信徒啊。
Lilies represent the believers who have divine nature.
换句话说，我们今天来牧养这些信徒，我们要用属神的道理，那些纯正的道理来牧养我们的信徒啊。
In other words, we need to take care of our members with the pure truth of God.
哥林多前书三章十二节。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12.
哥林多前书三章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12. Verse 12. If any man built on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, 13. His work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. 14. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward.15. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
我们要用什么来建造我们信徒的信心呢？
With what should we build our members' faith?
我们可以用金银宝石，也可以用草木和秸。
We can use gold, silver, costly stones for wood or hay or straw.
但是我们虽然有些话讲出来会伤到人，我们还是要讲的。
Sometimes the truth hurts, but we should still tell it.
这礼拜六我在台上讲这个道理，礼拜天了。
This Sunday, I shared a message on marriage.
讲完之后，一个弟兄跑来跟我讲说，哇，一个朋友听了好生气啊。
Afterwards, someone told me that a friend, a visitor, was very angry.
那个弟兄讲完，等一下，又另外一个弟兄跟我讲说，哇，有一个姐妹，他们好像是夫妻，那跟我讲，他们听了好生气啊。
And someone else told me that another couple was also very angry.
回家之后有一个同龄从东部打电话跟我讲说，你怎么讲这种道理？那边的人好生气啊。
After I went home, someone called me from the East Coast and said, how come you share such message? Someone there was very angry.
这个我到底是要在荆棘当中牧放群羊呢，还是要在百合花中牧放群羊呢？
So should I browse among the lilies or among the thorns?
百合花中牧放群羊，你跟他讲一些道理哦，他做了会被刺到的，会受伤的。
Sometimes people feel hurt and pierced when we share a message.
有时候实在要讲纯正的道理，也需要勇气啊。
We need courage to share the truth, sound doctrine.
那个有一个工人到非洲啊，不到苏联去传道。
Minister went to Russia for evangelical work.
他在受洗之前呢，第一个问题要问那个牧道朋友，就是说你有没有跟别人同居啊
？Before he baptized anyone, he asked them, "Have you cohabited with anyone?"
因为我们知道这个时代很乱。
We know that this is an age of chaos.
那在早期可能有一些我们没有仔细观察受洗到一些同居的人。
And in the past, we have baptized people who were still cohabiting.
可是有时候当我轮到我来做的时候，发觉到我讲不出这种话来呢。
But when it's my turn to ask such a question, I dare not to do it.
奇怪了, 我怎么可以随便探听别人的私生活呢?
I feel like I shouldn't probe into people's private life.
我想很多事情都需要学习啊。
But there are many things that we need to learn.
我们真的有时候道理不可以讲得太松。
We cannot be too lax with our message.
讲得太松，我会觉得会失去的那个信徒或失去那个朋友。
If we do that, we may lose our friend or a member.
我最近还另外一个感受，就是我们有一个朋友来到我们教会，他得到圣灵。There's
a friend who recently came to church and received the Holy Spirit.
那他刚好有一些自己生活上的问题。And
he had some personal problems.
他就问我一些很秘密的问题啊。
He asked me some very personal questions.
那我就想说，哎，他还没有受洗嘛，哈，不只是有受到圣灵嘛，哈。那我到底是要把圣经上的原则要怎么给呢？要有时候觉得很难呢，不晓得要怎么样给这个让他遵守的原则啊。Sometimes
and I thought what I should tell this person because he was not yet baptized.
可是我觉得我的好像标准给的宽了一点点。And
I found out that the answer I gave this person was a little too lax.
我叫他说你要听圣灵的声音吗？I told him,
since you have received the Holy Spirit, you should listen to the voice of the Spirit.
我跟他讲说，圣经的原则 bottom line 就是这样，你就不可以这样做。
I said, this is the bottom line of the Bible. You just don't do that.
我可能觉得我这样讲了之后，对他造就不大。And
I felt that what I told this person wasn't very edifying.
我现在有点后悔，不应该把最严格的。 最正确的，我最感到良心最安的那种道理，跟他诉说才对啊。Now
I regret what I said because I should have told this person everything he needs to know.
真的还在学习。And
I'm still learning.
有一次，罗成道跟他讲说，跟一个青年讲说，你们回去不可看电影。Pastor
Lo once told some group of youth you should not watch movies.
那有一个青年下来就偷偷问我说，罗成道到底这样讲，可有没有问题啊？
And one of them came to me and asked, there's a problem with what he said.
我觉得如果我们给的太松，那年轻人更是，你如果给他讲的太紧，他还会警醒。如果你讲的太松，他就是觉得好像都没有关系，一点关系都没有。If
we're a little too strict, at least people will be aware of the problem. But if we're too lax, they would feel that everything is fine.
所以这边提到说，对刚开花的信徒呢，那个葡萄园呢，我们要在百合花中怒放。So
we should take care of the flock among the lilies.
要用纯正的话语来指导啊。That
is to share with them the sound doctrine.
我们再看一点，二章的十五节。Let's
read chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom.
刚开花的时候还要抓小狐狸啊。
When the vineyards are in bloom, we must catch the foxes, the little foxes.
什么是小狐狸呢?
What are the little foxes?
就是凡是看起来有点点可爱，但是让你进养进进退步的那些都是小狐狸。
Everything that looks adorable but makes our faith decline.
人世间，在我们信仰生活当中，有一些看起来真的是不错，但是你如果做那些事情之后，你会觉得机会越来越没有趣。In
our lives, there may be many things that are attractive and harmless, but they may stop us from coming to church.
我常常跟我们年轻人讲说，你们家里如果有cable的话，不要有Showtime或是HBO的那些 movie channel.
I always tell the youth not to have Showtime or movie channels at home.
尤其如果当晚上的时候，那很多影片都是不是太好的。
And especially at night, many of these movies are not good.
那你如果看了，你会觉得说那种动作的刺激，色情的刺激，还有一些那个画面的刺激，你如果看久了，你会觉得说，来这边听道理怎么一点刺激都没有。If
you watch too many action movies or R-rated movies, you will feel that sermons are boring.
所以现在有的人为了要增加讲台的刺激，他们讲道理已经不是像我们这样讲了。 他们讲话是好像在作秀 jump up and down 这样子在讲道理。Today
in many other churches people want to bring up excitement by acting up on the pulpit.
那些比较刺激那些电影真的是把我们心一点一滴的侵蚀掉了，让我们觉得对神的话也没有兴趣。
These exciting movies will desensitize us so that we do not feel excited or interested in God's word.
我也常跟我们青年讲说, 你不要没事就上chat room去,
I often tell the young people not to go to chat rooms.
有一个弟兄从Texas来, 他跟我说他有时候会上chat room, 他跟我说上了之后发觉到好像喝酒一样被addict,就是觉得好像 你没有上会难过,
Brothers from Texas told me that once you get in the chat room, you may get addicted, like you want to keep on drinking.
因为你上那种地方，你会有一种神秘感。
Because when you go into the chat room, you feel a sense of mystery.
然后你会觉得越来越投入。
You get more and more into it.
那有些弟兄姐妹会在网络上谈心啊。
And some brothers and sisters will share their feelings on the internet. I will ask them what they talk about.
有没有谈教会的事情?
Do you talk about church work?
或者属灵的事情?
Or things of the spirit?
他说没有了,
they try to do it, but they couldn't do it.
后来他说他们要在网络上大家试着要找一个时间大家上网Bible study.
They wanted to have virtual Bible studies online.
可是我觉得到那一天真正要Bible要读圣经的时候了，没有几个人。 没有几个人那个lock in那个chat room.
But then not many people lock into the Bible study sessions.
我觉得这些让我们的心偏离道理的那些不必要的东西呢，都是小福利的。
These unnecessary things that may make us stray from the truth but will be little foxes.
其实在教会弟兄姐妹项目当中也有一些小福利。
And among the brothers and sisters in church, there are also little foxes.
尤其金钱上的往来哦,
especially monetary exchanges.
有一个弟兄得到神很多恩典。
A brother had received much from the Lord.
到处做见证，到每个教会做见证。
He would go to every church to share a testimony.
那见证之后呢, 有一段时间他生意做得不好, 就到每个教会去借钱。
And after that, there was one time when his business was not doing well, so he went to different churches to borrow money.
借完钱之后都不还。
And he would not pay back the loan.
很多信徒因为这样的情况之下跌倒啊。
And many members fell because of this bad example.
所以有时候我们觉得在金钱上往来我们要很小心。
So we must be very careful in terms of financial
transactions. 当我们要把钱借出去的时候, 要抱着一种帮助的态度，就是说我借给你，我就打算不要拿回来了。
If we lend someone some money, we should expect not to get anything back.
如果你没有这样的心态的话呢, 你叫他跟教会讲。
If you don't have that attitude, you will...
叫那个人跟教会借。
Then you tell the person to borrow it from church.
因为我们教会有一种叫做... 这个穷苦的救济金。
Because we have a disaster relief fund for the
真的有需要的，我们教会又会花出爱心来帮忙我们弟兄姐妹，我们不会让我们弟兄姐妹做变成乞丐的啦。
The church will take care of the financially needy.
我觉得我另外一个教会中的小狐狸哦，就是 gossip.
Another little fox in the church is gossip.
我知道我们有时候很怕弟兄姐妹不听呐。
Sometimes we may be afraid of these divisions.
弟兄姐妹不亲哦, not to call, 很怕不亲。
We are afraid that people become distant.
那因为不亲就不像一家人，就觉得教会很冷啊。
When members are distant from each other, we feel that we are not one family.
那有时候我们也怕教会弟兄姐妹太亲了。
Sometimes we are afraid that they are too close.
因为太亲了，就是相聚的时间太长哦，长到没话谈，就开始讲，你知道吗？那个传道昨天晚上道理讲的不太好，那个某某人这个。
Sometimes when people get together too long, they will start talking about the sermons they hear at church and the problems of other people's
families.
They will start talking about everybody else's
problems.
And they will tell each other secrets that others are not supposed to know.
可是哦，以后这些都传出去了。
But then these so-called secrets are known in the church.
很多人受伤，因此就不来聚会三四年了。
Many people are hurt and stop coming to church for years.
我觉得这个都是看得见的小狐狸啊。These
are all little foxes that we can see.
圣经上讲说，我们对于做错事的人，圣经上讲说，我们不要论断嘛。The
Bible tells us not to judge.
那我觉得我们对不要论断这个道理，是不是有一点误会呢？
Do we have? Perhaps we may have some misunderstanding about this too.
我们看一下马太福音七章一节。
Please read Matthew chapter 7 verse 1.
请问,
Do not judge, for you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
这边叫我们不要论断人，免得被论断。
Do not judge, for you too will be judged.
这样是不是说，哎，有人做错了，这个到处借钱的，我们都不要去讲了？
Does it mean that when somebody borrows money in the wrong way, we should not tell them?
啊，有人 gossip, 我们就不要劝他了。
We should not tell people to stop gossiping.
好像不是这样子的解释啊。
That's not what this passage means.
我们看一下第五节。
Let's read verse 5.You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
我们还是要去掉我们弟兄眼中的刺啊。
We still need to remove our brother's speck.
可是在我们说别人之前，我们自己要知道自己的行为是不是好的。
But before that, we need to examine our own deeds.
所谓论断的意思，不要论断是说不要恶意的动机不对的论断嘛。
This kind of judgment is from a negative motivation.
我认为论断的定义是说不要动机不对的讲别人的坏话。
In other words, what this passage is warning us against is judgment that is from an impure motive.
我们看一下雅各书二章四节。
Let's read James chapter 2 verse 4.
雅各书二章四节。
James chapter 2 verse 4. Not become judges with evil thoughts.
如果说有人做坏事都不讲，那耶稣好像没有在遵守他自己所说的话。
If Jesus did not point out the mistakes of people, he would not have kept his own word.
马太福音二十三章讲啊，耶稣指出法利赛人的欺惑啊。
In Matthew 27, Jesus pointed out the seven woes of the Pharisees.
那个使徒哦，把做错事的人哦，名字写在信上面，流传大家读的。
The apostles even wrote down the names of those wrongdoers in their letters.
我们看一下提摩太后书四章十四节。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter.
Chapter 4, verse 14.
Second Timothy, chapter 4, verse 14. Alexander, the metal worker, did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done.
哇，这封信当传遍各个教会之后，大家都知道亚历山大是个坏蛋。
When this letter reached all the churches, people would have known that he was a bad person.
保罗也是在断定论断这个事，不是吗？
Wasn't Paul making judgment about him?
我们再看另外一节，约翰三书。
Let's read 3 John.
不只是保罗这样子，约翰也这样做的啦。
Even John did the same.
三书的九节到十节。
Third John chapter, Third John verses 9 and 10. Verse 9, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephus, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. So if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us.Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church.
啊，这个丢特辉是一只地头蛇啊。
Diotrephus,
地头蛇就是当地的，他原来是当地的这种做当地的长老啊。
Used to be a minister or elder in the church.
但是呢，他所做的跟真理不合啊。
But what he did was against the truth.
所以呢，约翰就不客气地把他名字都写出来，指出来啊。
So without hesitation, John even wrote down his name.
所以我们今天如果教有人作恶，我们要把这个小狐狸给抓出来啊。
We must catch the little foxes in the church.
有时候太客气的话，等于是让炎症呢蔓延了整个教会。那个炎症不拿出来，那整个教会不是烂掉了吗？
Sometimes if we tolerate too much, we allow cancerous cells to develop in the body.
当然这是看得见的狐狸。
These are visible little foxes.
有种狐狸是看不见的。
There are other foxes that we cannot see.
这个狐狸是在我们自己的心中啊。
Such foxes are within our hearts.
我们看加拉太书五章十九节。
Let's read Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
加拉太书五章的十九节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
五章十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery.20. Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions. 21. And envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
这些肉体的情欲就是我们心中的小狐狸啊。
The lusts of the flesh are the little foxes in our hearts.
箴言跟我们说，这个自古己心强如启程啊。
Proverbs tells us that, It is better to take the to control our hearts than to take a city.
就是我们会觉得说你要去攻一个城容易一点，去攻自己的心难一点。
It is easier to sack a city than to control our heart.
这个心，我们有时候自己的一些恶念，有时候当没有圣灵充满的时候，呼不出来，我们自己都不知道。
Sometimes if we're not full with the Holy Spirit, we may not see the vices in us.
可是那个小狐狸长大之后呢，你会觉得你没有办法控制它了。
But when the little foxes grow bigger, we cannot control them.
日本最近经济不太好。
The Japanese economy is not doing well.
啊，最近很多人自杀。
And many people have committed suicide recently.
三个生意人呢，都宣告破产，然后他们一起喝酒，然后自己三个人都到这种很 cheap 的 motel 里面呢，都掉在这种一个 condition 上面。
Three businessmen have declared bankruptcy, and after making themselves drunk, they went to hotel rooms and hung themselves in the air condition.
但是这个新闻在日本已经不流行了。
But such news was no big deal in Japan.
因为很多人自杀。
Because many people are committing suicide.
另外一个新闻比较流行的是，有一个人他有性丑闻
And there's another popular news about the sex scandal of a person.
他也是跳了，从楼上跳下来自杀。
And he also committed suicide by jumping off his
building. 他是一个在公司很成功的人。
He was very successful in his company.
他有办法驾驭他整个公司。
He was able to control or manage the whole company.
但是他没有办法控制自己的心。
But he could not manage his own heart.
所以最后还是以自杀结束。
So he ended his life.
克林顿总统在入主白宫的时候呢，他叫他的一个属下说：“哦，不要再玩这种不对的游戏。”
When Clinton went into the White House, he told one of the, his subordinates not to play games anymore.
可自己入主白宫之后，自己也玩起那样的游戏来了。
But he himself played the same game.
现在他不但是没有办法抓住这只狐狸呢，这只狐狸已经抓住他了。
He was not able to control the fox, but the fox had controlled him.
我们心中可能真的有一些我们所不知道的狐狸哦。
Perhaps there are foxes within our hearts that we don't even know.
是不是有时候我们在内里深处觉得我们比别人强一点点呢？
Perhaps in our hearts we think that we're a little better than others.
是不是我们觉得当我们做完一件事情之后有一种成就感，而是觉得不应该有的成就感呢？
Do we feel a sense of pride for our accomplishments?
我们是不是常常会因为物喜，因为物忧呢？我们常常会不会常常因为外在的环境高兴，而外在的环境忧愁呢？
Are we often affected by our environment?
而不是在主里面的，是这一种自己欲望的一种表现呢？
And perhaps this is a sign of our own desires and lusts.
我觉得那个狐狸在心中的是我们应当要去捉拿的。
These are the little foxes in our hearts that we must catch.
这个耶伯心中有那只狐狸啊。
Job had such a little fox.
这是他的自义。
It was his self-righteousness.
人要用很多的磨练，这样磨啊磨啊磨，磨到了好久，他才自己能够知道，真的就那么一点点问题在他心中。
God used many trials and refined him for a long time before he was able to catch the fox.
所以今天如果我们自己不把那个缺点、属灵上的那一种诗情学意的那种小小缺点，自己把它抓出来哈，主耶稣会帮我们抓。
If we don't catch the little foxes in our hearts ourselves, Jesus may help us do that.
当葡萄园还在开花的时候啊。
When the vineyards are in bloom,
还没有结果的时候，
before the fruits come out,
我们都要来抓这个狐狸啊。
Let us catch little foxes.
以前到山地去的时候，山地的同龄会请我们吃一种叫做果子狸。
I once went to the mountainous region of Taiwan, and the church members would treat us to a kind of fruit.
不是 fruit, 是果子狸哈，一种狸啊，一种 fox。
Oh, I'm sorry.
吃果子的狸啊。
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a fox that would like to eat fruits.
那我问他们，你们去哪里抓的？怎么抓的
？So we asked them how they caught those foxes.
啊，他说这些狐狸哈，他们会去他们的果园里面吃他们的果子，啊，他们就用那个像那个 trap 哈，啊，如果来这边的时候就把它给抓住了，这样到果子园吃水果的时候就把它给抓住了。
They would put the traps in the fruit gardens and trap these foxes.
啊，我们就吃得很高兴了。有这个狐狸，我们就可以吃得很高兴了。
We enjoy the delicious foxes.
今天我们教会就好像一个葡萄园或是一个果园一样。
Today the church is like a vineyard.
我们要把那些东西抓起来，杀掉、煮了、吃了。
We must catch these foxes, kill it and eat it.
这样子教会才能够更加的发展。
Only then can the church develop.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.